US visas, and especially the EB-5 program. You're joined this morning by Daniel Ryan, who's the Managing Director of Atlantic American Partners. Daniel, great having you here.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So we'll talk about it. You would have heard the EB-5 program broadcast on Cape Talk, but we've... A certain birdie was telling us that there are going to be some increases, but we'll get to those. But I think first and foremost, when one talks about the EB-5 program, what exactly is it? Because my understanding is, you know, you want an American green card that gives you the right to live and work in the United States, and there are different categories. So where does this fit in?
Yeah, correct. Essentially, the EB-5 program was started 28 years ago by the first George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
And it was a law introduced during a time where we were not doing very well economically. So the program was intended to bring foreign capital to the United States to create jobs. So EB refers to employment-based.
Ah, got you.
That's the acronym.
Okay.
So essentially, that is the motivation is to create jobs. And it's been enforced now for 28 years. It's a relatively quiet program. It's a legal form of immigration that we have been doing for 10 years. And the criteria is for a $500,000 investment.
Yep.
We act as a private equity fund manager that invests that money into a new commercial real estate investment. And our commitment is that we have to create 10 jobs per investor. So that's it in a nutshell. It's to create jobs, bringing foreign capital to America to create jobs, and the return to the investor is the green card. That's the primary return of investment.
Okay, and so that $500,000, if I listen to that, and if I just took a sort of cursory listen to that, I'm going, hold on, it's going to cost me $500,000 to get a green card, but surely I have other benefits that accrue to me because it's being invested. It's my money, which is being invested.
Yeah, so here's what's unique about our company.
Yeah.
This money is invested in what we call a diversification fund portfolio.
Right.
We're part of a 46-year-old private investment banking firm that has been involved in over $40 billion worth of financial transactions.
Wow.
We've helped manage private equity of $1.4 billion for pension funds, insurance companies, and institutional investors. So the $500,000, the primary return of investment is the green card, but secondarily, it's invested in new commercial real estate projects. And down the road, after a certain time period when the market is ready and the properties are developed, you know, we're talking probably 5 to 7 year period from start to finish.
Right.
The fund is liquidated or sold, and the proceeds pay back the investors first.
Ah, gotcha.
And then the remaining money is distributed between the investors and us. Second. It's not just a fee, it's an investment. It's like a security blanket, insurance policy, and you get a green card.
Now, it's one thing to say, okay, someone has got $500,000. I mean, generally speaking, either you'd have to be a trust fund baby in South Africa, or you work really hard and you developed a really great business here and you're able to take the $500,000, which is, what, 5, 6, 7 million rand, somewhere around there, and you invest that, as you explained. What other prerequisites are there, though, from me as an investor? Do you look at my profile and the value that I can also bring to the United States when it comes to creating extra jobs?
We do not. That's the beauty of this program. There's no criteria. It's not like you have to, you know, pass a certain test. There's no litmus test that says you have to be a certain education level or whatnot. There are four things that are required. One, that you pass an international, what's called an OFAC, which is basically to show that you've never been proven guilty of money laundering.
Okay.
Number two, you have to be able to show proof that you provided the source of funds, how you earned the $500,000. You have to show how it was legally earned.
Yeah,
that's very important. Then you have a criminal background check. If you've ever committed a felony crime and been to prison, you will not be allowed to enter into our program.
Well, so. That's very, very interesting. What are some of the – so you've been running this for decades.
Yeah.
Can you point out a couple of the successes? Because we'll get to the price increase, yeah. Right? But I still need to understand the value. And there's already great value that, you've put on the table.
Yeah.
But tell us some of the success stories in relation
okay.
to this.
Okay. Well, let me talk specifically about our company.
Yeah.
We have done 33 projects now.
Okay.
33 successful real estate investment projects over 10 years. We have helped in excess of 650 families from 38 countries all over the world with their immigration process through this EB-5 come through the process to America.
Okay.
So we've helped a lot of people that really want to come to the United States. And many of these people like the idea of keeping dual citizenship, which you can do here in South Africa.
Yes, you can.
And that's one of the things most of the clients I work with, they are business people that want to keep their business in Cape Town, for example, but also have the ability to live in America and come back and forth.
Ah.
So they have the ability of dual citizenship. And that's a real plus. And they get the return of the principal investment back. So effectively, you're putting $500,000 in a, quote, bank account, which is us acting as trustee.
Right.
Several years later, you get the money back after all the approvals.
Right.
And you get the ability to live in America and come back to South Africa
yep.
as you choose.
So how does one, you know, we've had a lot of these naysayers walking around going, yeah, but we potentially could get into a global recession, etc. So you would do your work, obviously, on the ground.
And yeah.
you'd be very careful as to what you invest that money in. Just take us a little bit through that process, because we do live in a very strange world at the moment.
Boy, is that the truth. Absolutely. It's so true. Yeah, yeah. I would say that's a very, very good statement to make. Here's why we are quite successful. Okay. We review, first of all, we are not the developer.
Okay.
And I want listeners to understand, there's a lot of folks around the entire country of South Africa marketing EB-5 that are developers, masking as EB-5 companies. We are not a developer. We are a private equity fund manager that partner with developers, and we watch over the developers. We're like the police overseeing the money to make sure the money is spent wisely and where it should be being spent.
And the difference between those two, if I may, is that if I'm the developer, I want to get the money in quickly and build.
Exactly.
If I'm not the developer, my primary interest is the person who's invested in my vehicle.
Correct.
So my vehicle needs to have a return, because if it doesn't,
right.
future business is going to be out the window. So I have to be very careful
yeah.
about who I vet.
Exactly. So let's talk about vetting. Mm. We look at, so first of all, we deal with the top tier property developers in the United States.
Right.
We look at 300 proposals per year. We accept and approve 3.
Wow. Okay.
So you can imagine our due diligence and our underwriting is extremely stringent. And therefore, that's why we have a 10-year track record, 100% approval of every single person that has signed up with our company through the EB-5 process has been approved for their temporary green card. And the ones that have gone through the process for their permanent green card have been approved. We have 100% track record. That is unheard of. These other firms that are marketing themselves around town, they do not have that record. And I want to make it clear that we are extremely proud of a 10-year track record of very, very tightly underwriting these real estate investments, because we plan for recession. We plan ahead.
Yeah.
And that's where our investment banking experience for 46 years comes into play.
Now, I spent some time in, I was in California visiting a friend, and my son loves skateboarding, and so took him along. And I was in Marina del Rey for about 2 weeks. Wonderful place. And the
sure.
one thing I noticed loads and loads and loads of cranes doing lots of building. And, you know, as you do, you get into an Uber and you have cursory, you know, non-scientific conversations
right.
with people. And I'm told that apparently California is one of the hotbeds for development and is a very successful state. So if one looks at where you actually put that money and the developers that you work with, which states tend to be the most profitable?
Well, right now in the states, the top areas for economic development or strength are Florida, California, and Texas.
Okay.
We're based in Florida, Tampa, Florida. Most of our projects we build in Florida because we want to be able to get in a car and see what's going on within a few hours' drive.
I like that.
I do too, because these developers, property developers, God bless them, we need them and we love them, but they need to be monitored.
Exactly.
And that's our job. Is
no
to
cutting of corners.
Yes, we make sure of that.
You are listening to Daniel Ryan. He is the managing director of Atlantic American Partners. They've been in the business for a long time. They obviously present this EB-5 visa program, but unlike the others, as he said, you are their primary client. They are not developers. They keep an eye on those developers. They vet. They look at 300. Was it 300? They choose three. And that those three that they choose obviously deliver those returns. So if you've got any questions around that, you can call in on 021-446-0567, WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Your time now, 9 minutes to 11, and you are joined by Daniel Ryan, the Managing Director of Atlantic American Partners. And they're essentially an investment company, right? They present this EB-5 program, which if you have $500,000, if you didn't get it from the Guptas or President Jacob Zuma, then that's fine. If you got that money through hard work and through legal means,
that's who we want.
That's who they're looking for. So no, Atul, you can't get onto the EB-5 program. Along those lines, though, before we talk about this increase, are there any countries or if one looks at the EB-5 program, are there acceptable countries to be doing business with and others not?
You know, that's a very good question, especially
given our times.
Yeah, given our times and terrorism and whatnot. With EB-5, it's the language of the EB-5 when it was written, it was quiet and silent. So we do have people that do apply for EB-5 from countries that are in the areas of the Middle East.
Yeah.
And we won't go into the specifics,
sure.
But I'll just say that they get vetted probably 10 times more so than other people from other countries.
Okay.
But it's open to all countries, but vetting is increased in certain countries.
Okay, so let's talk about this increase. First of all, why the increase, and then we can talk about let's talk about how much it's going to increase, and then we'll talk about the why.
So the amount of the increase is going from 500,000 to 900,000.
Okay.
And it will become effective November 20th, which is essentially 60 days from now.
Okay, great. So if you want to still get in on the 500,000, you better.
Now, that's really one of the reasons I'm here. We've been working South Africa for the last 2 years, and I've been personally working with over 100 people that are very interested, kind of gathering their funds together.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I've been telling them for a year, there's going to be an increase. You better plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And about 45 days ago, we got notice from the government saying it hasn't been increased in 28 years.
That makes sense.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's time to, you know, you look at inflation. And by the way, other countries like Australia, their program is at 1.5 million. Now, why are we at 500,000 and Australia is at 1.5? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And so there was a big push in Congress to say, okay, we still want the foreign investment, but we really want to make it whereby it is an amount that's competitive with other countries.
Okay.
And that's why it was negotiated back and forth for several years, and it was settled at 900,000.
There's also a drive in the United States and in many other countries around the globe to create local jobs and to look after local first. Some people might look at this and go, actually, What America might be trying to do here is limit the amount of that foreign investment, the amount of people coming in, but still get the same amount of investment, you know, into the country because it's needed. What would you say to that?
Well, I think, you know, right now the economy in America is strong.
Mm.
What we're looking at, and I think what is the primary motivation these days, is to show that legal immigration is encouraged. You know, America was built on immigration. Mm. And despite the other negative media that we hear about, I'm an immigrant. My great-grandfather came from Sweden. Yeah. No one that lives in America, besides the original Native Americans, is a pure American. You know, I want to emphasize that we are still a country of immigrants, and we want and welcome immigrants. Yeah. And that's why the EB-5 program is a lot of fun to work on, because I'm working with people from all over the world.
So what is the lead time? So if I've got 900,000, right, 900,000 US dollars, which I don't have, just for the record.
I don't know. By your clothing, it looks like you're a wealthy man.
You mean my lovely Spider-Man T-shirt?
Yes,
absolutely.
Which I'm going to go buy one, by the way.
At Pick and Pay. Yes, no, for sure. Definitely have $900,000 lying around. So what is the process that one follows and the time?
Okay.
The lead time to be, you know, for vetting and everything to be successful.
Well, let's look at it briefly. Let's say at 500,000 because that's what I'm trying to help people that one of the reasons I'm here is to encourage the folks that have been they've been seriously looking at it.
Yes.
They are now saying I am ready to go. So it takes about 2 weeks. Okay. To get all the paperwork organized, submit everything to us. Mm-hmm. We do the background check. We make sure that you're a decent person with no criminal history.
Yeah.
And we then have the person wire the funds to the United States. Once that is submitted to the U.S. government, it can be done within a 30-day period. So there is time for people, listeners out there that are interested, and that's why I'm here right now. There is enough time within the 60-day window, but it needs to be done quickly.
Sure, but within the 30 days, because if I do it 5 days before the 30-day program, I still qualify for the 500,000, surely.
Yeah, see, here's the key, Kino. Mm. As long as the application for the conditional green card is submitted by November 20th with funds in place and received by USCIS and a receipt is provided, the applicant petitioner is grandfathered into the $500,000 amount.
Okay.
And then all the processing takes place after that. And I'll talk about that in a minute if we have time. But the initial process to get submitted is about a 2-week process. We can do it. We have a pretty good staff and we work with top-rated international immigration lawyers. In fact, two of our lawyers are actually South Africans that live in the United States.
Oh, then you have brilliant lawyers.
Okay. Oh, they are brilliant. Well, and they tell me that all the time.
Now, we have to wrap because we're going to get into news in the next minute or two. So, Daniel, if people want to find out more, there might be a couple of people running around town with much more than the 900,000, and they're thinking of partaking 900 and being part of the program. Where do they go? What do they do? How do they get hold of you?
Okay, very good. Please feel free. First of all, my WhatsApp number is +1-813-455-0973.
We'll put that on our social as well.
Okay. And my email address is dryan@atlanticamericanpartners.com.
Okay, that's easy enough.